Welcome to Pond Lehocky, the largest workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. With over 250 years of combined courtroom experience, we've helped over 100,000 injured and disabled workers obtain benefits, as well as some of the biggest settlements in the state. Even better, Pond Lehocky doesn't charge a dime until you win. If you've been injured at work, give Pond Lehocky a call.
Navigating group Medicare health plans can be overwhelming. Our friends at Labor First, a division of Retiree First, work with plan sponsors to design and manage Medicare plans for union retirees, keeping costs low without compromising member experience. Retirees can keep their retirement stress-free by calling a dedicated advocate who will guide them through their health plans and answer their questions. Preserve the health benefits that retirees deserve at RetireeFirst.com.
And welcome in, everyone, to another edition of the Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. It's a special live broadcast tonight. It's the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation Gala. And J-Doc, we get the opportunity, the rare opportunity, to be a part, a very, very small part of what is an incredible event at Bet Rivers. We're here tonight to kick things off for what will be a great evening and a great night tonight once everything moves inside and the gala gets underway.
Yeah, Joe, it's a great event. We love doing it. We really appreciate being here every year. It's a festive time of year. You know, certainly this event, which educates the children of those who sacrificed and gave all, is such a special event. On the broadcast, Joe, and I'm ecstatic to bring in Jerry Connors, who is a committee, who is on the committee for McClef Philadelphia. Jerry, how are you, sir?
Doing great. And as always, a pleasure for you guys to join us. And we're honored every year that you guys attend this gala, and we truly appreciate your support.
So, Jerry, if you would, and we're going to bring in Councilman Mike Driscoll in just a minute. So tell us about the event, where we're at. Well, first, remind our listeners a little bit about McClef, about the event.
McClef, the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, is a nonprofit established initially when the Oklahoma City bombings occurred, and was established to raise money for the children of those who perished in that bombing. Believe it or not, the award bank account, because so many scholarships, because so many people were killed, went bankrupt that year. And there were some former military and some businessmen in New York who said, we can't have this happen. And since then to this date, McClef has awarded over $98.3 million in scholarships to almost 5,000 recipients. And here in Philadelphia, we are their largest chapter outside of New York.
And so, McClef, when you talk about those who gave all in active duty, you're talking about the Marine Corps and federal law enforcement.
Yeah, it was primarily established for the children of those killed, Marines killed in the line of duty, and federal officers. We since, because we're lucky enough to say that our endowment is large enough, we also give out hardship grants. One recently, the Labor Show had on Theodore McHugh's grandfather, yeah, the chief of police down in, he was a Philadelphia police officer who died, and we have hardship grants that we are able to give out now for even
other law enforcement.
Yeah, even local law enforcement, which unfortunately gets used a lot here in Philadelphia.
More than we'd like. Yeah. Let me bring in Councilman Mike Driscoll. Mike, how are you, sir?
Always great to see Krause and you, Joe Doc.
Thank you. These,
you guys are my favorite announcers.
Thank you. And Mike, you've been a supporter of our law enforcement and our military. A staunch your entire life. Where did that commitment come from?
Well, fortunately, my father, my World War II father, who was 100 years old, served honorably in the South Pacific in the Battle of Leyte Gulf. And while he never talks to me about his ordeals in the South Pacific, he did teach me that we have to respect the military and we have to honor the military by honoring law enforcement and making sure, no matter what party you are, that you vote in every election, because freedom is always on the line and democracy is always one election away from being eliminated. And so that's what he instilled in me at a young age. And I honor him, who's still alive and 100 years old and still heartbroken that the Phillies lost a couple of weeks ago.
So are we.
He wanted the Phillies to play the Yankees in the World Series because he wants revenge from 1950.
Mike, what do you make of it when you hear Jerry Connor reference $98 million of gesture of real money given to support and help others and in effect change the lives of so many people that none of us certainly will never know the impact of that? What do you make of that?
I think it shows the spirit of the American people that we honor those that give the ultimate sacrifice, those that selflessly sign up for not just the Marines, even though it's a Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, but anybody that serves and their children, they need to be supported. If we're going to be a free and democratic country, we got to take care of those that serve us in the military. And so the way they expanded and now give grants for hardship grants, I applaud them. Fortunately, we have that kind of money. But, you know, the people that write the checks, Joe, they don't want recognition. They don't want their names out there. They don't want publicity. They don't want a billboard. They just want these children to be taken care of.
And you know what's amazing? You talk about...
That's so true.
So I was looking at the website, and the mantra, okay, the children of fallen heroes who lose more than just a parent when that happens. They should never lose a college education and the opportunity to move on, you know, and have a full life in that case. They lose so many. There's even statistics on the website, Jerry. They talk about of kids who lose a parent between ages 10 and 13. Only 20% are likely to earn a college degree. Okay, so, this organization is there for individuals who are, like the website says, who are losing not only a parent, but opportunity in the future. Their whole life path gets changed.
And it's the future of America. It's our future leaders. If we can't take care of them, especially in honor of the sacrifice their parent made, then who are we as a society? If not a giving society, then why exist? And McClef is a certain example of a giving society.
Well, Mike, as a public official, as one of our city councilmen, how important is it for our law enforcement officers and our military and those that are protecting our country to know that they have the support and the patriotism, nobody more than yourself, of our political leaders?
Listen, leadership is leadership, and people watch. They want to know whether you have their back or not. And I'm telling you, fortunately, right here in the city of Philadelphia, where democracy was born, we have to set an example. And not only here in Philadelphia, not only here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, not only here in our country, but literally we need to send a message in the world that those that are going to serve their country and those are going to put the ultimate, every time they leave their house in the morning, they're going to put their lives on the line for us. They have to know that we have their back. And as the leader in city council of the city of Philadelphia, I've increased their budget every year since I've been there, since I left the House of Representatives. And it's an easy vote for me. But believe me, it's not always an easy vote for everyone.
I understand. And democracy is on the line. And it's amazing, the synergy, in a sense, with even that a comment with our military, with our law enforcement. In other words, we're sending them out there. Okay, they're fighting for us every day. ultimately, the whole your vote is what is going to sustain what they're fighting. That's never lost on you, right?
Never. I take every vote when it comes to law enforcement serious. And I'll tell you what, this very week, Senator Dillon got $5.2 million from the Commonwealth in discretionary funds for the Philadelphia Police Department. Not strings attached. It's going to the police department. They can spend it how they see fit. The problem with government programs are they're usually earmarked and you got to do this, you got to do that. And get the subject, that's experts, are the police commissioner and his commanders. Let them figure out where the money and the rubber meets the road.
Mike, let me take off the city councilman suit for a moment and let me ask you where it comes from.
Exactly.
From you as an individual. And here's why I asked the question. With unconditional commitment from you as an individual, the answer is always yes. What's the question? Where does that come from?
I just think my mother and father raised me that it's not about us. And it's going to sound a little silly, but it's where I've lived my life. The parable of the talents, to much has been given, much is expected. And that's not financially, because I grew up in a row house in Northeast Philadelphia. But I was given a lot of ability to help and succeed. And I've used my talents to continue to help others. And that's what brings me joy. It's not, I could have went out and made a lot of money in the private sector, but that's not, that doesn't make me happy. What makes me is supporting law enforcement, our veterans, and the people that need it. You know, those are less fortunate than us. That's what makes my heart flutter.
You're a hero, brother. You really are. And I say that with a tremendous amount of respect for what you do and for all of the impact that you have made in your life. Well done, Michael.
Thank you, Joe.
I can say this. Part of what we're doing, and Mike, you know, you're a longtime businessman, and, the home of where law enforcement and where our patriotism was Finnegan's Wake.
Oh, my God. It was ground zero.
It was. Like,
and Jerry's father, our president of the Irish Society, Jerry's father was a captain in the police department.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I can honestly say, knowing Mike, you know, being this is the labor show and you guys are dedicating time to this cause, you know, when you look at organized labor.
Wait a minute, I thought you were paying this.
What? It's in the mail. It's in the mail. You know. When you look at organized labor and the brotherhood and sisterhood among the labor unions,
right?
Mike is a full supporter. A journeyman goes down, a labor brother or sister is hurt, they have a family member sick, they come together, no questions asked, what do we have to do? Mike is a big supporter of that.
Well, Mike's been a go-to.
That's the same here with McClef. You know, a person is killed, there's family members left, someone is sick, someone in need of help, you have an infant born who needs a cranial helmet that isn't covered by health insurance, McClef is there. And Mike, once again, is there to be a supporter of those who support each other.
Before we go, I want to say that support system, why we're all here. When unfortunately we talk about somebody passes, there's a lot of attention at first. But how important is it to have organizations like McClef that are there long after, when the smoke clears, in the quiet times when, normally when there'd be a difficult time paying for an education and making that choice, not making that be an option, being there for them when everybody else is gone.
Well, the spouses, this gives them great comfort. And listen, this is not a government mandated program. This is the generosity of men and women across the country that just want to help.
Mike Driscoll, our special guest here on this National Day of the Deployed, as we are here tonight for what is an incredible gala. Mike Driscoll, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you,
appreciate it very, very much. We'll get to our first commercial break back in a moment.
First chartered in 1903, Steamfitters Local 420 has been constructing and installing mechanical systems throughout the Delaware Valley for over a century. United by excellence, this local is proud to have worked on projects such as the Sun Oil Refineries, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and the stadiums for all our Philly teams. From helmets to hard hats, Local 420 represents the history of Philadelphia. Steamfitters Local 420. Jim Snell, Business Manager.
Sprinkler Fitters Local 692 represents a storied history and heritage of steam fitters, plumbers, and gas fitters dating back to the late 1800s and continues today to thrive into the 21st century. Local 692 is a highly trained group of skilled individuals. Local 692 represents the Philadelphia building trades and provides excellence completing the job on time, under budget. Local 692, a proud member of the Philadelphia Union community. Wayne Miller, Business Manager.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Plumbers Local 690 proudly promotes, supports, and endorses the belief plumbers protect the health of the nation. The highly skilled workers of Plumbers Local 690 specialize in commercial and residential work. Plumbers Local 690 workers work on stadium projects and the largest corporate projects and your residential property. Plumbers Local 690, George P. Graham, Business Manager. God bless America.
Hey everyone, this is Krause of Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor, proudly presented by Jim Stevenson of Chapman Ford on the Boulevard. Buying your next car online is just a call, click, or email away. Let Jim Stevenson handle your union family's next purchase right from the convenience of your home. Email Jim right now at jstevenson@chapmanautogroup.com. Remember, if you're a member of the building trades, contact Jim Stevenson at 215-698-7000, option number 6. If your union is a member of the AFL-CIO, contact Jim Stevenson at 215-698-7000. Buy your next vehicle or lease your fleet right now online from the only man in Philadelphia that has supported every union effort with unconditional effort. Jim Stevenson of Chapman Ford on the Boulevard says, union yes. Get the Stevenson difference. He supports and drives the union community.
IATSE, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. What it means is simple. Every large-scale event in the city of Philadelphia on the Parkway, at the Wells Fargo Center, the Convention Center, or in the Kimmel Center is created and executed by IATSE. These dedicated union members proudly serve the city of Philadelphia and the millions of people that are directly affected by their work. IATSE Local Number 8, Mike Barnes, President and Business Manager.
And back here on the Labor Show with J. Doc and Krause. Special thanks to Mike Driscoll kicking us off at the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation Gala, a night when all the stars come out for all of those who have earned the right. And it's interesting, J. Doc, to listen to first Mike Driscoll to get an education about what the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation actually does. And when you hear that amount of money that Jerry mentioned, 98 million and counting, it truly is remarkable what takes place and this gala is just a small example of what that means.
So it's such a difference maker. And you mentioned the word hero, okay? None more than the gentleman that I'm going to introduce right now, Medal of Honor recipient, Major General James Everett Livingston, Vietnam War veteran, United States Marine Corps Medal of Honor recipient. Welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you so much. And this is a wonderful evening. Just absolutely gorgeous.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, obviously, for being here, for sitting down with us. I'm humbled. I had the opportunity to read a little bit about yourself. So,
well, thank you very much.
I mean, I am so honored to be sitting at this table right now, and I'd like to ask you, if you will, what brings you to this event?
I tell you, what brings me to this event is the mission of McClouds and how they take care of kids who have lost their parents. And if you look at the charities around the nation that take care of veterans, probably this is the top 1%. I mean, they're in the top tier. And the cost of doing business by this particular organization is so small, but the results are so monumental. It is remarkable.
It's amazing, though. You know, the fact that you come to this event, okay?
Yeah.
A large reason why everybody's here. What does it mean to you, okay?
Yeah.
That your service, okay?
I think we're here for the kids, all of us. And I come, you know, and there's going to be a young man that recognized tonight. And just to see what you folks do, the McClough does, in terms of fostering education and helping families out in difficult times.
Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Georgia, but I live in Charleston, South Carolina.
I was going to say, I didn't think he was from South Philly. So
I'm from South Georgia, really.
That's the good life down in Charleston.
I'm a Southern Marine.
But you know, it's awesome, though. You came that far to be here.
Yeah.
That's such an honor. Talk about what your military service means to you, even to this day.
I tell you, you know, the most defining element of my military service is the opportunity to serve with the young 18 and 19 and 20-year-old Marines. And as a matter of fact, that's the reason I stayed in. I just was remarkably impressed with the young Americans who put on the cloth of the nation and served the nation, particularly in war in Vietnam. And I'll tell you, that just drew me into the Marine Corps community and the family, and I wanted to stay.
When you see a gala of this size, okay,
yep,
and the support, how does it make you feel?
Well, it tells me the fundamentals of America are still great.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And what I'd like to, one of the things when I was reading about you, okay, we're here, okay, because of individuals exactly like yourself who made it possible for us to be here, who made it possible for us to live in our freedom, okay? We're celebrating a fund and a scholarship for an organization who raises money for children who of parents who get the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
Talk about that and the importance of having an organization like this for those young
people. Well, I tell you, I think you exemplify, McClough exemplifies the caring nature of America and the fact they want to take care of these young kids and make sure they have every ample opportunity to succeed in life. And this is about success in life. And you amplify that opportunity for success. So every dollar you put in this particular foundation is translates itself to a success for some young kid that's probably 10 years old now. When they get to be 18 and in college, just think of the momentum that provides for them.
Well, Medal of Honor recipient Major General James Everett Livingston, our very, very special guest here on the Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. Major General, I want to ask you a tough question.
Sure. I love tough questions.
All right. I'm going to ask you a tough question. When you leave this world, what will they say? Or what do you want them to say?
I want them to say, I love my country. I love my service to my country. And I had a great honor to serve as a Marine. And there was no better opportunity other than to be a father and a husband of a lovely lady from South Carolina.
Well done. Well said.
Absolutely.
Joe, I just want to point out that two things. One is the McClough, when it comes to the paperwork and the money and the envelopes and the stamps and making sure we're doing everything the right way, and to have, you know, almost $100 million distributed, and unfortunately, we're going to get to that number a lot quicker than we want to. We have one part-time employee up
that
in New York.
That is exactly right.
So
I tell you, the economics of this outfit, I'm saying everyone's got to take a lot of pride.
Everyone is a volunteer.
Yeah.
And the one employee we have is because we have to have them. And I also want to say these ladies and gentlemen and a gentleman like Mr. Livingston here, they're still serving. He has every right with what he's done. If you read his bio, it's heartbreaking. It's also tiring to think of everything he's gone through. He's earned every right to enjoy this part of his life and sit on a river down in Charleston and watch the boats go by. But when we call him and many organizations like McClef, he can't say yes fast enough.
Well, let me tell you just one thing. I want to say to your audience, this is the best investment you could ever make in America. Give to these kids, give to their opportunity, give to their future. So donate willingly and from the heart.
And it's, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, their parents died serving our country.
Yeah.
On our behalf.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go as far as to say we owe it to them. No question about it.
Yes.
I know you're busy, Major General, but if you would, I'd like to ask you about bravery, honor, and integrity, okay, at the highest levels. I read your story, okay? How do you define bravery? And at the same time, how do you know when you're in that spot, when you're in that situation, you know, that you're going to act with such bravery?
Well, you never know you're in that spot. I never went to battle ever thinking about a Medal of Honor. I went to battle thinking about taking care of my Marines and winning the fight. And I always said I had two things to do, the mission and bring them home. So I focused on doing my job and bringing them home.
What?
And that.
What a heavy responsibility.
Well, it's interesting because we have an election coming up. Not going to get into politics, but we're out of vote because of individuals.
Absolutely.
General Livingston.
Yeah.
Sir, listen, we can't.
J-Doc, I have one question before you thank. I just want to ask you, sir, about the table of honor that sits inside.
Yes.
And the significant meaning of everything that is on that table.
Yes.
Is so special. When you see it, your thoughts are what?
I think it defines what we're talking about, service and sacrifice. That's a table that really talks about service and sacrifice. And every element of that table has some tie to service and sacrifice. And I think people need to think about what the contents of the words are when you describe that table. And it's about service and sacrifice.
Sir, we can't thank you enough for being here. I mean, for your service.
Well, thank you very much.
For your heroism. You know, certainly the world is such a better place, but you also inspire.
Yeah.
Okay, the next generation.
Yeah.
Of public servants.
Yeah.
Of law enforcement and, of course, armed force. So it's an honor to meet you. And thank
you. Well, we say in the Marine Corps, guys, simplify.
Simplify.
Well, we'll get to a commercial break here on the special edition of the Labor Show back in a moment.
This is Wendell Young, president of UFCW Local 1776.
We proudly represent nearly 35,000 members who serve their communities at meatpacking and food processing plants, nursing homes, manufacturing plants, grocery stores, our fine wine and good spirit stores, and in the medical cannabis industry, among others. Our members earn fair wages and good benefits. We give workers a voice in their workplace. To learn more about our union, please visit UFCW1776.org.
Consider a career with the International Brotherhood of Boilermakers. As a Boilermaker apprentice, you'll earn while you learn. We offer excellent wages and benefits. And as part of our no-cost, hands-on apprenticeship program, you'll learn from the best in state-of-the-art training centers and on the job. Become a union Boilermaker and get on your way to a great career.
Visit Boilermakers.org or call 844-IBB-WELD.
Hi, this is Mark Lynch, business manager, IBEW Local 98. Our members are the best educated, best trained electricians and technicians in the construction industry. Our electrical contractor partners do the job right, the first time, every time, safely, on time, and on budget. Find out why we're the best in the business. Visit us at www.ibew98.org.
Welcome to Pond Lehocky, the largest workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. With over 250 years of combined courtroom experience, we've helped over 100,000 injured and disabled workers obtain benefits, as well as some of the biggest settlements in the state. Even better, Pond Lehocky doesn't charge a dime until you win. If you've been injured at work, give Pond Lehocky a call.
The great city of Philadelphia and its incredible skyline are being built in part by the sheet metal workers, Local Union 19. And did you know schools, libraries, and other public buildings you visit were built with help from the sheet metal workers? Support the labor movement in Pennsylvania and hire a member of the sheet metal workers, Local Union 19. Their history dates back to the 1800s, serving 23 counties in Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Sheet metal workers, Local Union 19, Brian Bush, business manager. Visit them on the web at smwlu19.org.
Ironworkers Local 401 members are highly skilled. Ironworkers Local 401 members are highly trained. Ironworkers Local 401 members execute jobs that require structural steel, concrete structures, towers, and the highest part of a building you can see that is currently under construction. Ironworkers Local 401, a proud member of the Philadelphia Building Trades. Say thanks to a member of Ironworkers Local 401, Kevin Boyle, business manager.
And as we continue on here on the Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause, and special thanks to the Medal of Honor recipient, Major General James Everett Livingston. What a special moment it was.
Oh, my God.
To be able to talk to the Major General in our last segment. The night is filled with stars here tonight at the gala. Our next guest certainly checks that box as well as we roll along here on this special live edition of the Labor Show.
Absolutely, Joe. I'm ecstatic to bring into the program the president of Fraternal Order of Peace Lab, Lodge 5, Roosevelt Power. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you, guys, for having me on the show.
It's great to have you. I'll ask you really simple. What pulled you out tonight?
The support. Everything that you guys have done for us over the years, you know, it's, we have to give it back. You know, we have to show you that we appreciate you. So, you know, by us coming out and supporting what you believe in is what we believe in.
Well, it's interesting. So, it's interesting you say that, because my next question is, how important is that, you know, the support and camaraderie in law enforcement, particularly when somebody's lost in the line of duty?
Well, we have to have that. The first thing is when we do lose a member in law enforcement, we all come together as one. There's no separating us. You know, it's a shame that it happens, but we know that it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. So you always have to be prepared for that. And when it does happen, we have to make sure that we let our comrades know that we're there for them as well.
Talk about the synergy between our law enforcement and our armed forces.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a labor show, but you're a labor leader representing law enforcement, okay? And in labor in general, there's a ton of synergy. A lot of our members, but in particular, in our police department and a lot of our law enforcement branches, there's a lot of synergy. Talk about it.
There's a lot of synergy.
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 Yeah.
Synergy.
Sorry about that. Listen, Joe just taught me that word.
Joe just told you that word. So, I mean, as you know, in law enforcement, you have a lot of military people.
Sure.
You know, they're still active, believe it or not. Some retired, come to law enforcement. Some, you know, stay active, you know, reserve and come into law enforcement. And, you know, they're family. We're all family. You know, we put on those uniforms and we all do the same thing. And, you know, we out there protected, whether it's the country, whether it's the city, the municipalities. We all believe in the same thing, protecting our people.
Joe, that one thing, you know, with McClef, you know, one of the hardest things, you know, a person hears when they lose a loved one, and it's unfortunately a similar when law enforcement, you know, they get the knock on the door, the surviving husband, wife, father, son, mother, daughter, they get a knock on the door and life will never be the same from that moment on.
Well, you know,
and we think a scholarship will help. The FOP has their Survivors Fund, which does amazing job. It's there when it's needed. Thank God. But it's not just the money, although the money is so important, but the Fraternal Order of Police people like Roosevelt Poplar and his team, they immediately let that person know, although it's not okay, we will make sure it's okay.
And that was my next point, family.
Family.
Okay. You know, your members, the police department, FOP5, you know, where we're here with the Marines, federal law enforcement, you're a family.
Yes.
And when you lose somebody,
yes,
and, you know, it's as tragic as the day is long, but there are those who are lost in that family also. And those cameras are going to, you know, that it'll be off the newspaper front page in about a week. But they must go on. You're there for them. Talk about that.
We're there for them. We make it our habit. We make it our business to let the families know that they'll never be forgotten in the police department. The FOP will never forget them, forget their loved ones. I always say that they become part of that group that no one wants to become part of, which is the survivors. No one wants to be considered a survivor. But when they are, we have to show them the love constantly. And I've been involved in the FOP for 22 years now, and I can say that I can go back 22 years when the first time I got involved in the FOP, even before then, 34 years as a police officer, that every police officer that lost their life in the city of Philadelphia, we make sure we memorialize them every year. We make sure that we have constant contact with the families. We're going back generations from the husband, the wife, the grandparents to the grandchildren now, some great grandchildren. So we keep their legacy alive. That's our job. And me being the president of FOP, I always tell them, it's my job to make sure that your legacy of your loved one gets continued to go forward in this organization.
Roosevelt, how do you do it? How do you do it?
It's hard.
It can't be easy.
It's not just me. We have so many other people out there supporting us. Here we are tonight. What do you guys do? You support police and their family. You know, if Jerry and his work, you know, the MCLEF, you guys show all the support. We support them. It's like a collective thing. Collectively, we have to do it. One person can't do this alone.
But let me ask.
Cannot do it.
But let me ask you this: when the event is over and everyone has gone home, your clock never stops.
That's
your support is always must be there. Always must be there.
And it is. And that's something that's handed down through generations of law enforcement, through generations of being the FOP union representatives. It's a continuing thing that we do because we know we have to do it.
But Joe, your question was, to extend on that is, when Joe said, how do you do it? That's got to be the toughest part of your job. I know that you and John McNesby have been handling that. It's got to be. How do you actually have that conversation with that widow or that widower, you know, and it, because we, like Joe said, we're doing a radio show, we're here, and it's something. What it comes down to, what they're looking at you. How do you have that resolve?
A lot of faith, a lot of belief, a lot of strength, a lot of support from other people to help us get them through just that moment. And we know that moment never ends for them because we still have survivors from 20 years ago that we still have to comfort. We still have to make sure that they know that we're going to still be there and be here for them. Well, so, like,
the aftermath never ends for them.
No, it never ends. It never ends.
So there's going to be an anniversary of that horrible day every year for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
And the FOP and the Survivors Fund and McClef, with the people we give scholarships to, we're there for every one of those anniversaries, too.
I remember we just had Mike Driscoll on, and we did a show called Artists for Daniel Faulkner. I got to know Maureen pretty well before that. And I'll never forget, because we did it at Finnegan's Wake, and Maureen came up to the stage, and I thought, well, she's done a lot of these, you know, I'm wondering what she would say that would be. And I'll never forget the first thing she said. She said, there's no feeling like going to bed every night and looking at that pillow next to you. And there wasn't a dry eye and in the place.
That's right.
And the realness of it never ends. I'll say this because this is, you know, we're talking about law enforcement and the Marines. My wife's father was a police officer. Okay. And her mother's brother was in Vietnam. He passed away with 3 days left. Instead of his car pulling up, somebody else. I never got to know him. I didn't know the family, but the impact to this day
still
it's still, it changed the dynamics of the family. And that's where you come in, and leaders like yourself with your statement that they're never going to be alone.
They're never forgotten. They know we have shown year after year what we do for our surviving family.
Well, we thank you so much, obviously, for what you do every day, Roosevelt. We know, you know, you have a major response. We've had the conversation.
Yes.
What you do every day is in the spotlighted in the media. And we appreciate you protecting our heroes and being out there every day. Roosevelt Poplar.
Roosevelt Poplar, President of Fraternal Order of Police 5. Believe in hope, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. We'll take a commercial break. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
My name is Joe Williams, Business Manager of Elevator Constructors Local 5. Every day, countless lives are devastated in our country at the hands of the opioid epidemic. Whether sparked by a pain-related work injury or other issues, many of those afflicted are family members, friends, and co-workers. It may even be you in desperate need of help. No one is immune to the effects of this terrible disease. If you or someone you know or love is suffering from addiction to opioids or other substances, don't wait another day to reach out to someone and seek help. Tell a friend, a family member, or a professional now and get the support you need like your life depends on it, because it does. Remember, it's not where you start the race that counts, it's that you finish it that matters most. I'm Joe Williams of Elevator Constructors Local 5. I'm a labor leader and labor cares.
Navigating group Medicare health plans can be overwhelming. Our friends at Labor First, a division of Retiree First, work with plan sponsors to design and manage Medicare plans for union retirees, keeping costs low without compromising member experience. Retirees can keep their retirement stress-free by calling a dedicated advocate who will guide them through their health plans and answer their questions. Preserve the health benefits that retirees deserve at RetireeFirst.com.
We are District Council 21. We're the brothers and sisters building the city of brotherly love. We're bringing the highest standards of training, safety, and quality to every project, from Center City to the Jersey Shore. We're rebuilding the region's infrastructure and giving back to our communities, all while earning industry-leading wages and benefits. We're proud of where we're from and where we're going.
Brought to you by the 6,000 members of DC 21.
CWA District 213, serving Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Virginia, and West Virginia, proudly presents The Labor Show with Jadok and Krause and The Labor and Energy Show, Labor's weekly live radio programs. CWA members are standing up for our communities and fighting to protect the rights of all workers to speak up on the job without fear of retaliation and to make it easier to join unions and bargain fair contracts. We are CWA strong and union strong. Mike Davis, District Vice President.
And back here on this special edition of The Labor Show with Jadok and Krause. Boy, Jadok, I can't help but tell you, when it's all said and done and when the event ends tonight, and just our very small portion of being here for the first hour before the gala really gets underway, I'll leave here fully consumed with the appreciation that I have for everyone that is not only in the room, but for everyone that has also either contributed or struggled through. And I keep going back to the table of honor that is sitting at the front below the dais and sitting there in the honor. And every item on that table has a significant meaning.
No question, Joe. And when you think of the reasons that we're really here, because of those who gave all, okay, it is a special time. And where the rubber meets the road is where really, where you really think about what is happening and the individuals whose parents gave all and the educations that were given out. I want to introduce Maddie McIntyre, business manager of IATSE8. Maddie, how are you, sir?
Joe, I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, always a pleasure. And what brought you to the event, my friend?
My little friend, Jerry Connor.
Jerry Connor.
Invited me with the Irish Society. So I am proud to be here and proud to support.
Normally, we don't say his name on the air because he's, incognito. But, we talk about the synergy between labor and our union community. We have so many, there's camaraderie there. There's solidarity. Talk about that.
Labor is so involved in causes throughout the community. They always have been and they always will be. And there is a connection there. We believe in the cause, whatever the cause. If it's a good cause, labor is there always. All different unions, building trades, carpenters, electricians, you name it. Building trades are there. Unions are there. So
we always, Manny.
Always.
Yeah, I want to emphasize the word you said, always, because it is so true.
Absolutely.
And Manny told you he was here because of his involvement being on the board of the Irish Society. Manny and Local 8 are very active in helping out the military families. And again, a reason why some people may think, if they're not fond of organized labor, you wonder why. But I'll tell you, one of the reasons why you have to be is because they support causes like this and they don't want to hang a banner. They don't want to be on a radio show like this. But they don't stop contributing. They don't stop their support.
Well, and Matty, that was my next point. The importance of giving back with labor and the synergy of this event right here. That it's about giving back to our military and our law enforcement. Talk about that priority with labor, as we sit here.
Well, support goes both ways also. When you help out the community and help out organizations like this, they help you in return. They really do. So it's always a partnership, I call it. I think it's a big partnership that will always be, as Joe Krause said. So I do appreciate my involvement or your union's involvement and the building trades involvement in these programs.
This particular event raises money for those who gave all on a job, okay? And we talk about a family, IOTC 8's a family, okay? That type of solidarity is important in organizations, that have memberships like, obviously, our union community and this particular, and McClef and the Marines and our federal law enforcement. But talk about that family, the feeling and being in an organization where it's a lot like it. And by the way, as building tradesmen and women, we've also lost individuals on the job. And so we can understand.
Absolutely.
And empathize.
We can relate to that. When the first officer died in Philadelphia in 2006, Gary Skirsky, we started selling shirts.
I knew Gary.
For the family. And we gave every dime to the family. And who knew so many officers would be killed in the line of duty over the course of 7 years? We raised over $150,000 in dollars, real dollars, that went directly to the family. And so we're very supportive of the cause. But like you said, people die on the work site as well as law enforcement, that you feel you have the same feeling. A family member's lost and it hurts everybody.
Well, it's great to see Labor has a presence at this event and it is so important. We have an election coming up, okay? And what's amazing about it is this. Labor is so at the forefront of our elections. But our military and our law enforcement, okay, fighting for our rights and our freedoms, okay, that we have today. So much synergy. Matty, I want to thank you so much for being on the program and for what you do every day for your members and obviously the community and what you're doing for the McClef organization.
Joe, thank you very much.
Great stuff from Matt McIntyre. Jerry, 30 seconds. I'm going to give it all to you. Every last second of it before we say goodbye.
I just want to say, I want to thank you guys for doing this yet again. It's wonderful to have you here. It's wonderful to have your support. What's most important, too, is your audience, organized labor here, the labor unions in Philadelphia. They're a huge part of why we exist, because everyone needs the support. Everyone needs the foundation. And the unions here in Philadelphia, there's no one stronger and there's no one who answers the phone sooner or quicker or writes the check or sends the people than Philadelphia unions like the ones Matty McIntyre represents. And we couldn't do it without your support, your listener support, and those working the trades here in Philadelphia.
Great stuff. Well said. As we end the show here tonight from the gala, I'll do something you're not supposed to do in radio. I will end this show with a moment of silence for all of those who have been lost as we broadcast to you from the gala. See you next time, everybody.
First chartered in 1903, Steamfitters Local 420 has been constructing and installing mechanical systems throughout the Delaware Valley for over a century. United by excellence, this local is proud to have worked on projects such as the Sun Oil Refineries, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and the stadiums for all our Philly teams. From helmets to hard hats, Local 420 represents the history of Philadelphia. Steamfitters Local 420, Jim Snell, Business Manager.
Sprinkler Fitters Local 692 represents a storied history and heritage of steam fitters, plumbers, and gas fitters dating back to the late 1800s and continues today to thrive into the 21st century. Local 692 is a highly trained group of skilled individuals. Local 692 represents the Philadelphia building trades and provides excellence completing the job on time under budget. Local 692, a proud member of the Philadelphia Union community. Wayne Miller, Business Manager.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Plumbers Local 690 proudly promotes, supports, and endorses the belief plumbers protect the health of the nation. The highly skilled workers of Plumbers Local 690 specialize in commercial and residential work. Plumbers Local 690 workers work on stadium projects and the largest corporate projects and your residential property. Plumbers Local 690, George P. Graham, Business Manager. God bless America.
Hey everyone, this is Krause of Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor, proudly presented by Jim Stevenson of Chapman Ford on the Boulevard. Buying your next car online is just a call, click, or email away. Let Jim Stevenson handle your union family's next purchase right from the convenience of your home. Email Jim right now at jstevenson@chapmanautogroup.com. Remember, if you're a member of the building trades, contact Jim Stevenson at 215-698-7000, option number 6. If your union is a member of the AFL-CIO, contact Jim Stevenson at 215-698-7000. Buy your next vehicle or lease your fleet right now online from the only man in Philadelphia that has supported every union effort with unconditional effort. Jim Stevenson of Chapman Ford on the Boulevard says, union yes. Get the Stevenson difference. He supports and drives the union community. IATSE, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. What it means is simple. Every large-scale event in the city of Philadelphia on the Parkway, at the Wells Fargo Center, the Convention Center, or in the Kimmel Center is created and executed by IATSE. These dedicated union members proudly serve the city of Philadelphia and the millions of people that are directly affected by their work. IATSE Local Number 8, Mike Barnes, President and Business Manager.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever going to have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close, I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change. and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.